CSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. The political economics of the moment turn on the personality, the celebrity of one multi-billionaire named Elon Musk, who was born a member of the Commonwealth. He's South African. Therefore, no threat to be a president of the United States because, according to the Constitution, you must be born in the United States here in the 21st century or the 20th century. Now, what we have is Elon Musk's celebrity at the scale in America that I can't imagine bigger because of Tesla, because of SpaceX waiting for the launch, because of the Boring Company, because of experiments he's doing with AI, his multiple marriages, his many children from all directions, and his love of the stage. All of that is in America at the moment. And America was looking for a new Steve Jobs. It's found one, according to the new biography by Walter Isaacson. However, Joe, is Elon Musk the celebrity superstar commenting on the news, political voice in London that he's become in New York and the rest of America?
Well, I think that he definitely feels like a presence of some sort. I think that perhaps not quite as immediately as in the U.S. because he doesn't seem to wade into debates in the U.K. as often. But I think that there's a lot of interest in him, partly because he's just interesting as a person and an entrepreneur, but also because, you know, particularly products like X, formerly known as Twitter, which he now owns, it's as important to a lot of political debate and discourse in the UK as it is in the US. And so I think that that probably explains a certain amount of the interest in him surrounding the publication of this book.
And South Africa, does it have a large presence in modern day London? The Johannesburg meeting of BRICS put it in the news, and its politics are of note. Significant whenever the President Ramaphosa gets in the news. There's always some sharp development. There's a lot of trade and mining and resources. Does it play a big part? Is it significant that he's from South Africa? I just can't tell, Joe.
I would find that that doesn't make so much of a difference because I think that that kind of connection doesn't necessarily weigh on, you know, people's minds or figure into their consciousness in the way that it might once have done. If anything, I think that he has come to be very associated with America just because of the entrepreneurial spirit and the fact that that is, you know, Silicon Valley is where so much of his business empire is based.
Your paper covers him very carefully, especially SpaceX. We're waiting for the launch at Boca Chica, and Tesla, which was a rough patch and now is the most successful EV company. So I'll leave Elon Musk aside. He's not embraced by the royals. He's not embraced by the British public in the way that other personalities have been in the past. Not yet, anyway. And I want to check on Just Stop Oil. I'm reading constantly now, Joe, about the funding of Just Stop Oil and the what you'd have to say is the cultural phenomenon of young people and not so young people making demands that seem impossible. To just stop oil would be to just stop the civilization. What is it what presence do they have in the culture of television and the BBC and in Parliament? Do they have a profile at all, or am I just reading from the outside?
I think increasingly they seem to be fading a bit in terms of their influence. So, I mean, as I understand it, you sometimes have some of these protests going on, but you don't see as much interest in it as you used to. And I can't tell if that is because it is getting smaller, particularly to the extent that some of them might be arrested for, you know, allegations that they have broken various laws concerning public, you know, sort of orderly public protests, or how much of it is that their own enthusiasm is waning in some way, or the public has just fed up and started tuning it out.
So I am cherry picking Just Stop Oil. It is not a constant conversation that we must go to net zero, or that the North Sea fields should not be reawakened, or the coal mine should not be opened. That is not part of the conversation now, facing recession. Is that correct?
I think part of the problem that and other groups of its ilk have is that the public conversation has actually shifted very radically in the other direction, as you've had a series of policy debates, whether it's taxes on older cars or issues about drilling and employment in the North Sea oil and gas patch, that started bringing home to voters the costs of pursuing some of these policies, and that will generally make folks less sympathetic to this kind of activism.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk by Walter Isaacson, published as of this moment, and I've ordered my copy. It's a whopper of a romance, and we're all waiting for Boca Chica. Joe writes political economics based in London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,